The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing today, Michael?
Doug, I'm well. Yourself?
Hey, I'm doing good. I am really doing well. We're crushing it through the month of June here in a lot of ways, right? The days are flying by. The school year's coming to an end. And the markets are doing fantastic right now.
Yeah, everything's kind of hitting on all cylinders right now, right? I guess socially, personally, and the market for that opening that you gave us. But yeah, I mean, as far as the market goes, market's in a certainly a rally mode. Mm-hmm. You know, I even heard some of these technical analysts on TV saying it's officially with something with the charts. It's a marking a new bull market.
Okay.
So they're throwing that out there. I still hear pundits saying, be aware, market's going to get crushed.
Yep.
So there's a lot of that talk going on out there. So we're back to the fork in the road. Which way do I go?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. No, but I'll tell you something. I'm feeling pretty good about the market right now. I really am. You know, the Fed paused on interest rate increases. They met this week. They signaled that there's probably one or two more increases still to come. But, you know, and when that happened, the market, I wasn't surprised the market didn't act favorably on that day. But after it, it's just been strong.
Yeah, because you know, Doug, they're saying that there could be two more hikes in the interest rates, although they skipped, you know, this month. And listening to a lot of the stuff, I hear that the two hikes would be like a quarter point each.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying it's like not a big deal, even if they
right.
had to. And a lot of pricing is saying either zero, no more, or one. They don't see two out there in the market. So they're saying even if there was one, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the meal's been cooked. You know what I'm saying? You want to put a little dash more salt on? Go ahead. But the hard work is over.
Yeah, you know, and you're starting to hear some estimates for second half of the year GDP being low, like 1%, you know, is a couple of things that I heard. And so that's really, if they accomplish that, then, you know, it's, they've done what they were looking to do for sure. But the markets are certainly acting favorably. And, you know, Mike, I'm still concerned about people out there who are just sitting around and not taking any action, or maybe not. You may not need to take action, but they're not reviewing their circumstance. And you know what got you to the parade previously is not going to what's going to may not be what's going to keep you in the parade now. And you know, you have to do research, and you have to have knowledge and experience and wisdom in this business to know where to be positioned coming out of these economic circumstances to benefit. And I'm just really afraid that there's a lot of people out there that have not done that, and they're going to get left behind. We saw it happen, you know, many times in the past. You know, I can wind the clock back to, we can go all the way back to 2000, right, Mike? We could say, you know, in 2000 when the market got beaten up, and there were a whole bunch of people that held some investments that ran up into 2000, and those investments never came back again. And I'm afraid that there's some people out there that are holding similar situations in their portfolios right now just because they just don't either understand it, or it's like, it'll come back again attitude, and maybe it will, but we got to just make sure that they're in the right spots.
Yeah, I'm seeing some complacency out there, Doug, to be very honest with you. And where I'm seeing it is first off, the market has done very well to this date, this year. And I see people that aren't aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I see people that are still in a negative mode, if you will. They're accepting negativity, if you will. And I don't think that's healthy, I know it's not healthy. And I think it's going to cause, can lead to a problem. It's exactly what you're saying of just doing nothing.
Right.
And that's what negativity really leads to. Mm-hmm. It's not so much, they're pulling all their money out of the market or all their investments. It's just they'll just choose to stay the course. And like you said, that may not be the road to their recovery.
Yeah. And, Mike, there's, another indicator that a lot of people like to look at. And there was an initial public offering this week that came out, and it priced. Don't hold me to this, and I'm not even going to name the company. I'm just giving the example. The price to come out was like $21, but when it actually opened, it traded at like $42, right? So I was watching some people talk about it, and they're saying that the appetite is there. And another thing that I heard this week was that for the first time, might be this year, don't hold me to it, money market funds were on outflows. Okay. So why is that? Why do I talk about that? Why is that? Because people take money and they put it into money market funds inside of their brokerage accounts, typically when they're nervous about the market or they're uncertain. And then you watch money market balances increase. Well, when people are starting to feel better about the markets and feeling better about where we're going, then you can see money market balances outflow because money's going into the investment arenas then. So when you see that for last week, the money market flows were outward, that's a positive sign historically for the market.
Right, right. And, Doug, the only thing about that, though, with the money market, I know the money can go to the market or a portion of it is going to the market. But this week, as you know, one of our financial guys that we depend on that comes in and brings us knowledge, or if I'm using the proper title, sitting down and we're talking about the bond market and going through interest rates and all that, he had said to me the same thing. Money market was on redemption, but he had felt money was being placed around in higher interest rates. And we talked about what does that mean to the bond market and the whole thing and the stock market. And we had a great conversation about the markets in general. And he also pointed out to me that there's so much money on the sidelines that when you look at how the market has gone up so far, it could even accelerate and go a lot higher.
Yep.
When this money starts filtering through, filtering into the market. So, it's really interesting to see what's going on. There is a lot of cash on the sidelines. So far, so good. I think, Doug, a couple weeks, if we can hang on here, as I like to say, for a couple weeks and get the half year statements home to people, I think it'll be eye opening.
Well, yeah. For some people, it's going to be eye-opening.
Right.
For other people, it's not.
Well,
and that's
yeah.
What's concerning me a lot.
Right. So when I say eye-opening, it's kind of like the report card has come home.
Mm-hmm.
And are you doing well in what's been going on here?
Right.
Or are you not? See, Doug, you and I talked about this even about fixed interest rates every week on the show. There's still people parked in just getting terrible rates on their money. Right. We were back in January saying you got to do something. You just can't leave your cash parked there or, earning a quarter of a point. There's better to be had. So, again, like you said, how this whole conversation started is the lack of, movement, a lack of doing things could come back to hurt people in this situation.
Mike, to your point, I spoke to a client this week that I had spoken to him 2 weeks ago, and he told me he had a bunch of money in the bank, didn't have a long-term horizon for it, like didn't want to lock it up for anything more than like 6 months, you know? So he said, what do you think I should do? And I said, well, go to the bank and see what their 6 month CD, is to offer. It's probably better than you're getting in your savings account. Well, he called me back and he was infuriated. He was really mad. And he said, thanks for telling me to go to the bank. But listen to this. He had one money market account. He goes, I just went to the bank, told them what I was looking to do, and they said, oh, we have this other money market account that's paying 1% higher than the one that you were in. He was infuriated. He's like, how could they not, like, why does the bank not call me and tell me that this is available? And I said, well, I can give you two reasons. First of all, banking is passive. They don't tend to do that, right? You're kind of on your own. And the second thing is, the longer it's in the lower interest rate one, the better the spread that the bank is making, and they're making more money on it.
Yeah. Doug, banks are transactional, right?
They're passive.
Yeah. And they're not really there, per se, to give you advice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It kind of like if you go there and you ask, I'm sure they'll tell you. But you and I have been talking about that 25 years plus on the show. A CD comes due. They'll renew you at that rate if you stay within that CD account number.
Right.
You know, at a paltry weight. Then if you go in there and say, okay, my CD's coming due, what do you have for me? They'll say, well, if you close at that one and move it to this new CD, you'll get, a point more, 2 points more, whatever the case may be. It's the most insane thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Right.
But they do it, and they can get away with it. I mean,
So when I was having this conversation with him, I'm like, and I said, banks are passive. They're not going to do that. And he said to me, well, I got to thank you because you were proactive. And even though the money didn't come to you, you told me what to do. And I went and I did it. And the circumstance improved. Right.
I mean,
money came to Wealth Management Group on that one.
No. Agreed. But we've been on this all year talking to people about on the safe money, the fixed money. Get a better rate. You can be doing decent now. You know what I'm saying? Rates have gone way up. That was the pain we felt last year in the stock market, was these rates going up, right?
Right.
So we're always saying, well, where there was a negative, there's positives to be had, right? And go do that. Now the market's rallying. So now look back at what we're talking about, you and I. You go back to January and you put your safe money into a better rate. The market's, if you're doing the right things in the market, all of a sudden you got a nice little formula working here, right? I mean,
well, for the first time in a long time for us, Mike, it's back to what we'll almost call like a historical norm when we can establish somebody's financial strategies for them, because we can finally get interest rate.
Pre-2008.
Correct.
You're going 15 years back now.
It's hard to believe, but you're right.
Yeah.
You're 100% correct, but that's where, now developing the strategies now is getting easier for us to accomplish our clients' objectives, because the clients don't have to take as much risk with their money anymore to accomplish their objectives. We can truly get back into a place where we're not chasing dividends from equity investments, because we can get coupon or interest rate from, from fixed income out there. And it really, it's a good place, and it gives us, it allows us to increase our confidence in, developing strategies for the clients that they'll stick with through thick and thin. Because the problem is, in the past, when you weren't getting any interest rate and they were more heavily equity oriented, the volatility, people hate volatility. They love volatility on the upside. They hate it on the downside, right? But that's what ultimately ruins people's financial strategies, is the down, when the downside comes and they've got too much exposure.
The volatility, I'm sitting here, how my crazy mind works. I'm sitting here thinking, I just related volatility to like a boardwalk ride where it's fun going up, but the coming down is where, what I'm saying?
Like, but, there's some maniacs out there that like that coming down part on the roller coaster better than the going up.
And you can see the skyline and everything's beautiful. When you're coming down, you're screaming and you're hanging on, you're getting white knuckled. So,
interesting analogy. But like I said, don't forget, there's a whole bunch of people that like that downside on the roller coaster better.
It's either I'm crazy or it's the mind of a genius, right?
I'll go with crazy. All right, we're going to hop to a break. Anything you want to add here?
I'm good.
All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index. All right, folks, welcome back and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike, I don't really have any very specific direction to go in this this segment of the show here. So why don't we just chat, man? Why don't we just talk about, you know, some things that people should be doing? And maybe we just make this show today an extensive what have we been, you know, do up to lately kind of deal. Because, you know, I think that that's people get a lot of value out of that. You know, for sure. And they're always commenting, you know, to us about it. A couple of weeks ago, I take a minute here. A couple of weeks ago, we spoke about inheritance planning on the receiving end of an inheritance. And I got a couple of calls in from some people. And, you know, they said that that was, you know, a good piece for them. And they enjoyed listening to it. And, you know, when receiving an inheritance, it's a difficult thing for a lot of people. Because, and many times they're handed a sum of money that they've never experienced before in life. And very often they'll make mistakes or they'll do nothing with it. And, you know, I just want to remind you all out there, if that's you, don't do that. Okay. Don't just assume it was good for mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle or whoever you got it from and that it's right for you.
Yeah. You know, Doug, truth be told, we are seeing quite a bit of money being, I guess, pass forward,
right,
inherit it, you know, or pass down, generationally, and people need to make decisions because the numbers are pretty big.
They are,
quite frankly,
biggest they've ever been.
Yeah, and even for people that families that don't consider their family to be wealthy, it's significant dollars. You know what I'm saying? And hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's significant in any day that a week. You know what I'm saying?
You bet.
So it's not just talking about the big 2 million, you know, stuff like that game being pushed. And the way I see it is, okay, so you inherit that sum of money. You're going to get that sum of money. And like you said, do you just follow the old game plan, how mom or dad had it, or even your aunt or whoever you inherited it from? Do you just follow that road? And I say no. And I say that you need a new plan for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I find is, Doug, and tell me this, and I know you're going to say yes. So many people that inherit money, they currently have debt on their books.
Yep.
Okay. Whether it be a mortgage, some credit cards, college, or, you know, whatever. There's some sort of debt because generationally, those who are inheriting are in that bracket of they still have a mortgage, they have kids in college, they have some equity line because they did some home remodeling. So I think, like, okay, so you get this lump of money, and how does it work for you? How do you deploy it? What's the most important things? Like, what's your next step?
You know, Mike, you know what's pretty cool right now with interest rates getting to where they are? You know, in the past, to your point, 15 years, a lot of times when people inherited money, we said, why don't we just get rid of debt?
Yeah.
But now, sometimes that's not a great option. Sometimes we can take that money that you inherited, put it someplace, and produce an income stream off of that to service your debt. In most cases, what I'm talking about is a mortgage.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people will have a mortgage still outstanding, and they've got, you know, a monthly payment on it. They just make up a number, $2,000, whatever the number is, right? And they inherit some money, and we say, you know, they turn around and say, well, I'm going to take this and pay off the mortgage. And say, well,
you don't have a history of being a good saver. Okay, so I would say okay if you were going to turn around and every month take that same amount of money and pop it back into an investment to build that up. But what's happening very often now is we could say, no, let's not do that. Let's take this money, put it over here on a sidebar, and we're going to take the income that it generates off, pay your mortgage for the remainder of the years you have left, and then you'll be debt-free at the end of that, and you'll still have that pot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely. And you know what, Doug? It's funny that you say that, because I've actually spoken to my first person that when I dug in on their debt, I think the mortgage was like 2 and change or 3%. Don't hold me to it. And they said to me they were getting like 4.5 fixed on the
You're
money.
Right.
There was actually a positive spread, you know, for the client.
Yeah.
And haven't seen that in 15 years. You know what I'm saying?
Even longer, honestly, right. Though, but even longer than that.
Yeah. And, you know, so that's out there. But I think, you know, Doug, getting back to also speaking to business, kind of like what have we been doing lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny working with an existing client and they're unwinding an estate. And one of their strategies, we're set up pretty good and we're paying down a mortgage. And he needed a little bit more. Some of the money was coming from a sale from a house to pay down the mortgage, but we had a little chunk left that had to be paid. And he said, hey, he sent me this thing. By the way, I'm also getting this account, which was going to be an inherited IRA.
Okay.
I'm going to take that and just pay off the mortgage. And I had to do the, you know, call me immediately. And I had to explain to him the taxation because it was going to be a haphazard move. Just saw a sum of money. He says, oh, that kind of fits that piece of the puzzle. And I had to explain to him, no, you have other money that's not IRA money that you should use to pay off the mortgage, not that. So you got to be careful when you inherit money. You know, that was an innocent mistake he was making. And obviously, you know, when we talk, he follows the plan to the T, and there was no issue there, but it was almost an innocent mistake that, you know, that luckily he called it to my attention. He just didn't go and do it.
Right. And, you know, Mike, here's an also, you know, another offshoot to a strategy for what you were just talking about. And you say to him, well, wait a second. Like, that IRA's got to be empty in 10 years.
Yep.
You know, so an inherited IRA's got to be empty in 10 years. So maybe we just take your payments out of there and look how much time's left on the mortgage, and we'll do it year by year, yep, by year at a clip, at a clip, at a clip, and do it that way so that you're not – because otherwise, you know, all that money that they took out of the inherited IRA gets lumped onto your tax return in that year and mm-hmm. could blow you all the way up until the top tax bracket.
Sure. You know, and you know, so that's, you know, another situation we're talking about, inheritance and all. But I think, folks, I mean, kind of, you know, in the nutshell, Doug, is that if you're inheriting a sum of money, you need to sit down and figure out how does that fit into your plan? How does
right.
it tailor to you? How's that, you know, if you're inheriting $200,000-$300,000, I don't care what the number is, how does that become even more productive than just $200,000-$300,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whether it's setting it up for retirement, paying debt, helping with college. Everybody's situation's different.
You're right, Mike. And on the other side of the, you know, on the side of the other side of the recipient is the person that's leaving it, right? So those people too. Now, if you're not, we want you to come in too, because we want to make sure that your inheritance planning is set up appropriately to how you want it to take place. It's not uncommon that, you know, we see it's not set up how they want it to take place. One child may be financially irresponsible, and, you know, somebody will say, I don't want to dump, you know, $800,000 on that kid because it's going to get dwindled away.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we set up strategies with them. So it really, and what's awesome is that when we can get the person in advance to come in and review their inheritance plan with us and meet the children at some point along the way, so that now we have a synergy there. Now that works out great. It really, really does. And that's the best scenario for everybody.
Yeah. You know, Doug, meeting the family, then also a thing that's very common here for you and I at Wealth Management Group is so many times we're working with the children already.
Right.
So it even makes it seamless in that, okay, the money's been passed on to you. We already have the existing plan set up, so we're just snapping more pieces of the puzzle mm-hmm. into place, if you will. I mean, almost just it's almost like continual, you know what I'm saying? And so that's another scenario too. And it also, not just that, Doug, it creates a trust, because
yeah.
when people are getting a large sum of money, of course who do I turn to? Mm-hmm. Well, if they're already working with you, you know what I'm saying? It makes life that much easier for them.
It really does, you know, make life that much easier for everybody involved. And then, you know, where does that all dovetail in? Like, how does it all come together? You know, that a lot of time rotates into when we're working with the parents. Okay, we're setting up the inheritance plan, but all right, now what are we going to do with your money while you're still alive? And we're going to make sure you're protected, and we're going to manage your money like an institution would manage your money, you know? And you know, it's all, if you do this properly, we've made it simple, and we can bring it all together in an overall financial strategy for people. And this is what we do. And, you know, it's a virtuous cycle, right, Mike? Yeah. It just keeps going around. It's like, you know, when we first meet somebody, we find out what's important to them. And then, you know, what they're looking to accomplish, find out everything about them, develop a strategy for them to accomplish their objectives. They say, okay, we meet them again, you know, a period of time after that, review with them, discuss, make sure the objectives stay the same. So it's a virtuous cycle that goes around as we progress through our lives, and it's sort of like a wheel rolling along, right? We just keep making sure that it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. And you know what else? And there's another circumstance out there, Mike, that's an extremely unfortunate circumstance, but it does happen sometimes, is that a child predeceases a parent.
Yeah.
So in that case, we need to make sure that any inheritance planning is set up properly as well, because very often in that case, they would want the grandchildren, if there are grandchildren, to receive that parent's inheritance. Well, what if that grandchildren is not old enough or mature enough to handle the, you know, the inheritance? Same thing has to take place.
Yeah, Doug, great point. I mean, that happens too, unfortunately, right? That's always tough to see, if you will, but that does happen, and more often than what people think,
mm-hmm.
and that needs to be done. So there's, you know, management there that needs to be done. Doug, the other thing too is, and I'm okay to keep talking?
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, we'll okay. take a break when we take a break, okay. and we come back and we talk.
Yeah, the other thing too, Doug, is you know, folks, long-term care,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just, I got to tell you, Doug, day in and day out at this job, you know, you and I, we are seeing more people living a lot longer, thank goodness, but with it's coming a lot of long-term care issues, because the longer you live, you know, you're hanging in, and there's some mind issues, dementia, whatever you want to call it. There's some physical issues, and you know, going through a case right now that the client's going to have to be, you know, hit going to like a, you know, an assisted living or rehab type of thing. You know, and again, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Medical directive came into play.
Yeah.
Power of attorney. You know, the client called me up. We had a family meeting, and I said to him, I said, you have these documents. You know what I'm saying? You have these documents. And he said, I gotta look for him, you know, okay. And also encourage him to notify the attorney of what's going on and things that can be done. These were all important steps. But the reason why I bring this up, Doug, is that there's so many different long-term care products out there.
Yeah.
That are not your traditional, the original, if you will, of, okay, pay the premium.
Mm-hmm.
Cost you X forever. If you know, need it someday, you're going to get it. If you don't, you know, use it or lose it type of product.
Right.
There's so many different long-term care products out there that I think, you know, if you're out there, folks, and you're thinking about or you're concerned about long-term care, and the ones that, Doug, always seem to be concerned about long-term care are the ones who witnessed it.
They experienced it.
Mom, dad, aunt, uncle, they saw them go through it. Give us a call. You know what I'm saying? Sit down and talk about your situation from your health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't automatically assume because you have something wrong that you can't get some sort of a long-term care product, to your wealth, if you will, and how much money you have and what are you looking to protect and what can you afford to protect. I think that's a conversation that really stands alone in your financial plan.
The other thing is, Mike, when it comes to long-term care, is that for the most part, they're really like they're custom designed policies, and it's not an all or nothing approach.
No.
And I think that that's missed a lot by a lot of people. Okay, maybe you don't want to pay. Let's just say we're going with traditional long-term care. Maybe you don't want to pay a premium to get the most long-term care that you can. But maybe you say, okay, I'm going to buy a lower amount and just I'll have something and it'll be a blend. And that, you know, that may make sense for you. It's just they're custom designed. And, you know, back in the day, insurance companies way underpriced long-term care. That's what happened, right? They way underpriced it. And then all of a sudden they started getting hit with claims, and then premiums obviously skyrocketed. So, you know, and that's when it started becoming – at the beginning, when we first started selling long-term care, it was almost – people were almost like, why wouldn't I buy this? It's not that expensive. It's a couple hundred bucks a month, and if this happens to me, I'm going to be fine. But then those premiums went up because the insurance companies got hit.
I'll make you laugh. I was speaking with somebody, and he was kind of picking my mind a little bit, and he was telling me about his mom. And he said to me, well, what does one of those places cost, about $6,000-$7,000 a month? I started laughing.
Right.
I'm like, try doubling it.
Yeah.
You know, and folks, you know.
Especially in this area.
Doug, $11,000 to $14,000, am I in the ballpark?
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the level of service that the person needs. Right. But if all of a sudden you need, let's just say it, like if you need... If you can't go to the bathroom, right, and you're wearing an adult diaper or something like that, and you need that kind of attention given to you, they charge you for that. They charge you for everything that they need to do. Yeah, I would go with that person. You could go into an assisted living, and if you need basically no additional services, you can get away with the $8,000 a month. Okay? But who's going in there if they don't need any services?
I'm laughing. I like how you say that. That's the cheap model, $8,000
a month. Right?
Yeah, that's
$96,000 a year. It's the bargain. It's the bargain deal.
No electric locks and roll down windows for $8,000. What are you talking about here? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, that's so folks. So when Doug and I come on the show and we talk about long term care, some people are not even aware of how brutal of a monthly cost it is.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think I'm being far-fetched when I say between 11 and 14.
No, you're definitely, you're 100% correct. I've got friends whose parents are in there, and we've seen clients go through the money that's, you know, it's just the way that it is. All right, let's hop to a break, and we'll keep the conversation going, you know, when we come back. Before we go to the break, I want to remind people that at the end of June, Mike and I are going to be taking a break from offering out complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation, right? Basically, every week since for the end of May through now, we're letting you know that, if you'd like to come in for a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation, now's the time to do it. Pick the phone up, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Now, you don't necessarily have to have the appointment before the end of June, obviously, because we're getting there. But you got to call in, you know, before then to take advantage of it. So don't hesitate. Pick the phone up. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today. And Mike, I like the direction that we're going in today, just kind of like talking, you know, just having a conversation about stuff that's been going on lately and, you know, things that we've been, you know, talking to people about or things that are just generally on our minds. I think the approach is, I like it.
Yeah, you know, and you know, Doug, so much of what we're doing today comes from the clients,
right. Oh, yeah,
if you will,
yeah.
Our interactions and talking with them and sitting with them and, you know, what have you been up to lately? You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a long-term care case or whether it's, you know, sitting down with somebody who just inherited money, right? These are all the different things that go through our office week in and week out,
right?
You know, and that's why, you know, we always say, you know, when people get hit with a problem, it's a complex thing. Who do I turn to? Well, to us, it's very, very common, very normal. You know what I'm saying? To deal with these situations, we know the pitfalls. We know the mistakes people make. And this whole conversation started with today about, you know, inheriting money. And what do you do? Being overwhelmed with it, you know, and overwhelmed from the point of they don't even know how to transfer it from whosever account it was and who passed away to them.
Right.
You know, so they get stuck at the paperwork. Forget how you should have the money or how it should be invested or how it should be applied to your financial world. They're stuck with, they're at go. They can't even get out off the start line.
You know, Mike, you're 100% correct. And, you know, that just reminded me of two things that I want to talk about is we had a client pass away. And the beneficiary of the life insurance policy disclaimed the asset. They didn't want it. Okay. For various reasons, they didn't want it. So the it was going to get paid into the woman's estate and then distribute it. So the woman who was the executor of the estate went to the bank and the bank told her, this is just, you know, where things go haywire. The bank told her, just use the woman's social security number, you know, and the insurance company wouldn't pay the claim. And they wouldn't pay the claim because they're going back and forth with their, this is on the outside of us. Like, we're not in this loop,
right?
Going back and forth, and they're telling her, you need an estate tax identification number. And she's like, no, I don't. So she's fighting with them because the bank told her, somebody at the bank told her, supposedly, that she didn't need that. And then so finally she called the office the other day and got on her phone and I said, you absolutely need an estate tax identification number. They're not going to cut a check until you set up an estate account because that's where it's getting paid to.
And she's like, are you sure? And I said, yes, trust me, I'm sure on this, right? I'm 100%. And she said, okay. And I said, listen, you need to get a state tax ID number. And once you do, this will be over for you in no time. Just get it done. And she was very tired of dealing with all this. The lack of the easiest way for me to put it. Got the tax ID number. Boom, smooth. Check's been out. Game over. So, you know, this is the challenges that people are facing out. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to cut you off for a second. So go back to it though, right? So you walk in to the bank and you know, whole controversy over an ID number.
Right.
You need an estate tax ID number. For the person that has zero knowledge, if you will, for lack of better words, of finances, you know, for that type of thing, that's overwhelming in itself.
Sure.
I need an estate, which is a big word, tax ID number.
Right.
That's you're ready to crumple right there.
Right. IRS.
Yeah.
Like, woo.
And like you said, though, Doug, not a big deal. You know, you gave the right advice and
refer to right over to, you know, one of the organizations that I know that can do that. Took care of it for, you know, had it for in like 10 minutes.
And it's done.
So it's done. So, you know, my point is that you got to make sure when you're doing these things that you're working with people who are experienced in these matters.
Yeah.
Right. That's the other. The second thing that I want to bring to everybody's attention out there is that a terrible telephone call this week from the daughter of a client who called me to let me know that she got scammed out of a very large amount of money from somebody who sent her a letter telling her she won a sweepstakes and she had to claim her prize. She had to send them a check for the taxes that were due. That never happens, folks. A significant amount of money. Six digits, right? A lot of money that she got swindled out of. And Mike, I hate to say it, she's probably never getting that money back again.
No.
You know, that even if they catch the people, they're not going to get the money back from them.
Right.
So my point in saying this is that, folks, please make sure that as we get older in life, that we include our children or trusted advisors into your life with your financial affairs. And, you know, don't do that. Like, she never called me and told me, hey, I got this letter. What do you think? Like, because I immediately would have told her, you know, put the brakes on it. She never told her daughter, you know, and as it turns out, she finally told her daughter when, lo and behold, the sweepstakes money never showed up and the checks were, and the money was gone.
Yeah, that's just tough. And you know what? That's every day out there.
It is in
the world we live in. It's sickening. It's terrible. And, you know, there's so much crime that goes on now in our country that's almost like, well, we can't do anything about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard something this week too, Doug, somewhere that through text messaging, it's one of the most common used or most successful getting money out of people crime-wise.
Yep, I read that too.
So folks, you know, if you get a text, you get a phone call, you get this stuff, stop. You know what I'm saying? Turn to your advisors. Turn to your trusted advisors.
And your children.
Right, and your children. And, you know, whether it's, you know, guys like Doug and I, your financial advisor, your CPA.
Right. Your attorney.
Your attorney.
Yes.
To turn to your trusted team if you have those members in place before you do something like this.
100%. And, you know, Mike, the other thing I want to let people know is that Social Security will never call you. They don't. They don't call. The IRS will never call you. They do not call. Okay, and you go to their website; they'll tell you you will never receive a telephone call from the IRS. Right? They're not going to call you. Do not fall for those scams. It happens all the time. Don't fall for the scam of, oh, I'm calling from. Very often, it'll happen. It's happened in our house, Microsoft, and we're detecting a problem on your computer. We need to fix it for you.
Yeah.
Right? Don't none of that. Don't give people
bank account information. Don't give people social security numbers over the telephone. None of that stuff.
That was another common scam that was out there, that they're calling elderly people and saying to something with your social security check. We need to get your ID, you know, your social security number to get, you know, people automatically, oh, I got to get my payment. Oh my God, they're going to hold up my payment. What's happening here? So any of this stuff, please, you know, have an awareness and don't fall for it. And let me tell you something. If you're elderly and you're listening to the show, you know, please, you know, take the message. If you have people, if you're younger and you have people that are elderly, please let them know.
Right.
You know, spread the word.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Yeah.
It's not fake. And, you know, it's something that you absolutely have to pay attention to and make sure that, you know, you're on the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Doug, it's a terrible thing that's going on, and they're, you know, people are getting preyed on, and you know, and the way they look at it is their success rate is you know, for every 1,000 that they do, if they can get 2 to bite off, that was a pretty profitable day at the office.
It was pretty profitable off of this lady.
Yeah,
I mean, several hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah,
you know, bad.
Yeah,
bad. So, all right, let's turn to some better stuff. What do you want to turn to now? I know you've been very, very busy lately. So,
well, you know, Doug, I'm trying to think of, you know, where we can go from here. Oh, very working with an existing client this week, and she's probably gonna know I'm talking about, a very loyal listener to our show, been listening forever, and brought up to me that the best advice she ever took is when we say on the radio to pay off your mortgage.
Okay.
And, you know, and again, folks, that's not a blanket. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So don't, you know, always, you know, everybody's situation is different. I always like saying, I don't believe in blanket statements, but just makes you feel good, Doug, when people are so happy that they're out of debt, the mortgage is paid off, she's in retirement now, living comfortably, the amount of income makes sense. And, you know, and I've been challenged by people. The reason why I love that so much is I've been challenged by people that they shouldn't. They're running off the mortgage interest.
Right.
All the denials to doing what we do. And when I try to prove my point, I always say, listen, I don't make any money off it.
Right.
Okay. I'm not telling you, give me the money. Don't pay off your mortgage. I'm not the mortgage company. I'm not anything, any of those. You know, and the same thing too, Doug, and I can't say enough with Social Security. That had a case that recently, tell people all the time, the numbers of this, should I do it, should I not do it, that. First thing I do, time out. Let's get an appointment with Social Security. Let's get your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing I'm coming across lately, and I'm sure you are too, Doug, is people are coming in to meet us, and I'm saying, well, what do you get at make-believe age 65? And they're saying, oh, I'll make up a fake number, $1,400.
Right.
And what do you get at 67, full retirement? $1,730. Well, when they call and get the numbers are higher.
Right.
Okay, so I'm finding that they're missing their projections. They're coming in with bad numbers. So I just say, let's take a time out. Let's get Social Security. Let's get the correct numbers. Let's get the different scenarios. And then let's make a decision.
You know, Mike, to your point right there, too, let me just tell everybody on the air right now, you can go check it yourself.
Right.
Right? You can go to www.ssa.gov, right? SocialSecurityAdministration.gov, and you can go and you can get your number right there. Even if you don't necessarily have to call and make an appointment to go, you could go right online and check. Now, I get it. Not most, but some people don't like doing that. They like going, having the appointment, and that's cool too. Go ahead and do that. But either way, you can get your numbers.
Some people like to have the appointment, Doug, because they like to ask questions like, okay, now do I get half of my husband's?
Right.
Or if I don't, or if I wait, or, you know, if I turn mine on. So sometimes, you know, you look at the screen, there's numbers there, but they may not be savvy enough and they need that little help from the live person.
Coming up with the best strategy might not work just grabbing it offline.
Right.
But that's where we also tell people, you know, lean on us, right? I mean, we've got the Social Security software, you know, and availabilities to run different scenarios on different claiming strategies.
You know, Doug, the other thing, too, I want to tell folks is that, again, what you might be thinking you're getting, Social Security's gone up significantly in the last 2 years. We're finding people's numbers are even higher than what they thought. And it's a couple hundred bucks, pretty significant.
Yeah, meaningful.
Know, yeah.
meaningful dollar amounts. So, you know, folks, there's a lot, as you can tell from, you know, what we're talking about, there's a lot you can come in and talk to us about. We're not, there's a lot of competition out there for what people think that we do, but we find there's very little competition out there for what we actually do at Wealth Management Group. And what we actually do is just talk to you about things that are important to you and then bring things to your attention that maybe you haven't thought about before, and then design strategies to get the goal accomplished or the objective accomplished. That's what we do. That's what makes us unique and a little bit different than other places out there. I get it. I mean, you know, and I get a lot of people right now have relationships with people and they're probably already having these conversations with them. And if that's you, then, you know, kudos. It doesn't apply to you. But if you do have a relationship and you're not having these types of conversations, well, then maybe you ought to consider, you know, whether or not, you know, making a change and coming on over to us is something that's beneficial and smart for you to do.
Agreed.
You know? All right, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks, and hope you're enjoying it this week. We took a little bit of a different approach, but it's good to mix it up every now and then, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah. I mean, it's good for us.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
It makes it different, and it's certainly good for the listening audience. And you know, I love when we just go off topic and have a conversation about what we're seeing, what we're doing, because I guarantee you, so much of what we talked about today, folks listening are saying, that's me. It applies to me.
Right.
Now, not everything applies to everybody again, right? We hate those blanket statements. But I guarantee you there's people that are saying, I'm inheriting money, or there's long-term care issues, or there's all the different various things that we talked about today. Probably open somebody's eyes.
But what's the wild card?
Yeah.
Do they take action?
Yeah, well.
Right? Do they say, oh, yeah, they were just talking about me. You know, nice of them to talk about me and, you know, call it on, you know, keep rolling on for a day? Or do they say, yeah, let's go in and, you know, sit down and say, and on that vein, let me just remind everybody where our offices are, okay, because we didn't talk about that at all today. Yeah. We've got an office in Clark, Martinsville, Parsippany, meeting facility in Manasquan, and we've got an office in Tom's River. So if you can hear the show, we've got an office in close proximity to you. Or again, like we tell you guys, we're old school. We'll make a house call. We're modern day. We'll do a Zoom video, whatever you want to call that appointment. But the reality of the situation is, come the end of this month, we're going to be taking a break from giving away complimentary consultations. So if you want to wait and then you want to pay us to come in and sit down and have us, that's fine. You can do that. Or if you want to take advantage of, you know, coming in without having to pay the consultation fee, you know, you're going to want to do that this week or next week, you know. But why put it off to next week? Because in case you missed a show or you forget, then you're out of luck.
Yeah, you know, and I just want to, you know, Doug, I think the most important thing is if you have something going on, an issue, or if you're doing the proverbial nothing.
Right.
Invest some time in yourself.
Yeah, come on in. Let's have a meeting. Let's meet each other. It's really no big deal. So the number is 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. Give a call. Leave your name, your telephone number, and you know, we'll get back to you during the week, and we'll schedule a time to get together.
Sure.
Anything you want to add?
I'm good.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right. They will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.